The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? How can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in all the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, I say to you, whoever believes has life eternal. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that come down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's increasingly evident that more and more of our young people are no longer participating in the life of the church. And I'm not sure I have all the answers, but let me take a stab at it. First of all, there are various stages of faith development. The faith of a 10-year-old, for example, is based on obedience to parents. But psychology tells us that the faith of an adolescent or a teenager moves outside of the family circle and is based on their peers. And so it depends upon who they're hanging around with. And psychology tells us something incredibly important to remember about faith development. They say that moving from one level of faith development to another is not a linear development within a stage, but a structural change. What do I mean? When a little caterpillar becomes a big caterpillar, that's linear development within a stage. But when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, that is structural change. And psychology is telling us that moving from one level of faith development to another involves structural change. And so that means there can be long, long periods of straddling the fence in between the two levels of faith development. And many times when you're straddling that fence, you're asking yourself, do I really even want to believe in any of this? Do I want to pursue it any further? That's all part of the process. Your children are good people. You know that as well as I do. They're moral, they're ethical, they're caring. But there's a disconnect when it comes to this. In many cases, this ritual doesn't speak to them. The music doesn't speak to them. Many of the teachings don't speak to them. I can't tell you how many times in the last years a young person has said to me, "Father, I have a very good friend who's gay, and I happen to admire and like that person. Why would I want to belong to a religion that says they're immoral?" And so there's a disconnect. And I think as parents and as pastors, what we have to do first and foremost is be patient with them. Be incredibly patient, as you were when they were little children. You need to be again. God has never abandoned his people. He's not going to abandon us now. There is something happening that is larger than you or I, and I don't understand it. The seminaries are empty. The convents are empty. There are more and more empty pews every week. But God's doing something. And if we say we're people of faith, why don't we do it and trust him? Amen.